From Spark and Anvil and Crown Tales, this is the Endgame Duel. Regina, Kingsley, Bastion, in Chapter 1 of the Crown Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Draftsmith, the master, cleared the board down to almost nothing, a few pieces each, and told three of his Endgame students that this quiet, nearly empty board held the hardest lessons in the whole game.
Beginners think the end game is boring because there's so little on the board, he said. They're wrong. It's the hardest part, because with few pieces, every single move is decisive. There's nowhere to hide a mistake. He looked at the three. Kingsley, you promote. Regina, you use the crown to squeeze. Bastion, you hold when you're behind. Today, one of you is winning and one of you is losing, and I want you to show these students that the losing side is not the same as the beaten side. He set the pieces. Regina had the edge. Bastion was down a piece. Kingsley stood between them with a plain piece one step from the far rank.
Kingsley moved first, because everything in the endgame started with crossing over. His plain piece reached the far rank, and he was crowned, and the whole board changed shape around it. A plain piece only goes forward, he said, feeling the new king move backward for the first time. It's a runner, one direction, no return, but a king goes both ways. It can chase, retreat, guard two sides of the board at once. He slid the fresh king back across a square it could never have touched a moment ago. In the endgame, this is everything. A single plain piece is almost helpless with the board this empty, but the moment it crowns, it becomes the most powerful piece in the game, and both sides' whole plan has to rebuild around it. He looked at Regina. I've made the king, but a king that just wanders wins nothing. Someone has to know how to use it. Regina took the crowned king and did the thing that looks, to beginners, like nothing at all. She moved it to a specific square directly facing the enemy king, two squares away, and then simply waited. This is the opposition, she said. Watch whose turn it is. It's yours now, and every square you can move to walks you into a loss. You must move, and every move makes it worse. The opponent shuffled. Regina's king stepped precisely forward, always keeping the opposition, herding the enemy toward the edge. I'm not capturing anything, she said. I'm using tempo, the fact that you're forced to move when you'd rather stand still. In the endgame, whose turn it is can matter more than who has more pieces. I don't beat you with force. I beat you by leaving you no good square to step to. Kingsley watched his king become a scalpel in her hands and understood that promotion was only half the lesson. Using the crown was the other half.
And then everyone looked at Bastion, who was losing, down a piece, no promotion in sight, apparently just waiting to be ground down by Regina's technique. But Bastion was perfectly calm. You're both playing the winning side of the endgame, he said. Promote, then squeeze. It's beautiful, and if I had a worse square, I'd already be lost. He walked his outnumbered king, without hurry, into the double corner. But I don't have a worse square. I have this one. Regina brought her superior force to bear, and it broke on the corner like a wave on stone. She tried the opposition. It didn't matter, because Bastion's king inside the fortress always had a safe shuffle. You have more pieces and better technique, Bastion said, unbothered, and you still can't get in, because a fortress isn't beaten by strength. It's a question of structure, and this structure has no door. Regina pushed and probed and finally sat back. It was a draw. She had played the winning side perfectly, and Bastion had played the losing side perfectly, and both of them were right. Drowsmith let the drawn board sit there, quiet and complete. That, he said, is the endgame. Kingsley makes the king. Without promotion, there's no power to wield. Regina wields it. Without tempo and opposition, the king just wanders. And Bastion survives it, because being behind is not the same as being beaten, and a player who can't defend a lost-looking game will throw away half the draws they deserve. He tapped the three positions.
The endgame isn't one skill. It's promote, squeeze, and hold. And the master is the one who knows, in any quiet position, which of the three the moment is asking for. Regina looked at the draw she couldn't convert, and instead of frustration, felt something like respect. "I did everything right," she said slowly, "and you did everything right, and it's a draw." "That's the endgame being honest," Bastion said gently. Kingsley, looking at the humble crowned king that had started it all, said what all three were thinking. "Alone, none of us knows the whole ending." Drowsmith just smiled, because that was the lesson, and they'd found it themselves.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the Endgame Duel, Regina, Kingsley, Bastion. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.